Mobile has eaten the world. It's a technology that has greater power than most of the technologies that came before it. What's more, its power is only going to grow stronger, its reach into our lives deeper. In this book, I am going to explain how mobile came to be, what makes the best mobile products, and how these factors influence the present and future of the industry. To begin, let's talk about where mobile gets its power, and how I became interested in it. Most of us have a fairly simple way to keep technology at bay when we want to distance ourselves from it. We walk away. We leave the office or factory at the end of the workday. We turn off the computer. We switch off the TV. But what of mobile products? Do we walk away from them the way we disconnect from most technology? We hope we can simply turn off our smartphones, but very few of us do. In fact, statistics show that 2 people out of 3 place their mobile devices on the nightstand next to their bed. It's the last thing we put down before we go to sleep, and the first thing we check when we wake up. We're not being forced to sleep with our mobile devices within arm's reach. We want to do it. We don't want to be separated from it. It's become what's called a sticky technology, where we've formed such a strong attachment to our mobile devices that our use of them is an ongoing, almost unconscious habit. What if instead of a smartphone, our favorite mobile device was a watch, an earpiece, a pair of contact lenses, a smart patch, a smart pill, a digital nerve ending? As mobile devices shrink, they get more and more integrated into everyday objects around us, and more deeply embedded within us. The mobile revolution isn't simply a technological invention from which we can disconnect at any time. We can't disengage from the air we breathe, or from the feet that carry us. Similarly, in today's world, we can't disconnect from our mobile products. Our mobile products are new extensions of ourselves. What we should expect from them is what we wish for ourselves: an attractive body, a meaningful life, and becoming smarter about the things that count. This is the foundation behind successful mobile products. To begin, let me tell you how I got involved in mobile, and how my views about it were shaped. For most of my professional life, I've helped companies become mobile. I've launched and monetized mobile products that are used by billions of people. In 2007, I was part of a team of Stanford graduates who joined the incubation labs of Nokia. When it came to mobile, Nokia was the undisputed market leader. Our mission was to build a service that helped users discover information about an object or a location simply by pointing their phone at it. Within less than 2 years, our team grew from 3 to more than 70 people. Millions of customers downloaded our app. The press gave us some really nice reviews. Soon, it reached the top 1% of the App Store and received coveted industry awards, including an International Digital Emmy nomination and WSJ Innovator runner-up. In fact, it was so successful that Nokia decided to pre-install it on every one of its smartphones. It was a big deal for our small team. At the time, 2 out of every 5 smartphones were sold by Nokia. The company was so successful at it, in fact, that several of its competitors, mobile manufacturers like Samsung and Motorola, were headed toward bankruptcy. Meanwhile, recognizing the implications of Nokia's success, a few Silicon Valley staples were radically changing their strategy to become mobile. This was really exciting, but at first I didn't get it. Why would blue chips like Apple and Google put their entire business at risk to enter a market that was so quickly consolidating? I wanted to find the answer, so I embarked on a journey to understand how companies and people would become successful in this new mobile age. How would mobile startups make their mark in a world ruled by giant phone manufacturers and operators that strictly controlled access to their online content and services? What would happen when incumbents placed their bets and consolidated? And more importantly, what did that mean for me, you, and all our friends and colleagues? How would the mobile revolution affect our careers and our lives?